Now, from here, let's go into the area of compensation issues for a few items. The first of those is on page 16 in the outlines. Page 16, item 1. We have some final regulations that update the tables we have to use in determining life expectancy when we calculate required minimum distributions, or RMDs, from qualified retirement accounts. And these regulations were actually issued back in 2020, but they really kicked in this year. Now, the tables, the updated tables on life expectancy generally reflect longer life expectancies. And so what will happen, of course, if we use the updated tables and they have longer life expectancies, is the amount of required minimum distributions is going to be less than they were under the old tables. Now, recall how we calculate RMDs. Essentially, what we do is we take the account balance as of the end of the prior year, we use these tables to figure out life expectancy, and we divide that balance by the taxpayer's life expectancy. And that is the RMD for that particular year. Now, these tables, as I've indicated here, apply to distribution calendar years beginning on or after January 1, 2022. Now, what does that mean? Well, first of all, recall that the age at which RMDs have to begin is now age 72. So generally, once a person turns age 72, then by April 1 of the next year, they have to take their first RMD. But that RMD is a distribution with respect to the year in which they turned age 72. So, for example, what about somebody who turned age 72 in 2021? Well, they have to take their first RMD. They had to take it by April 1 of this year, April 1, 2022. But that is for calendar year 2021. So that distribution would not be subject to these. We would not use these tables in calculating that RMD. However, that same person who turned age 72 in 2021 would have to take an RMD for 2022 by the end of this year, by December, and then every year after that, by December of the year. And we would use these new tables for that, for distributions for 2022 and forward. We'll use the new tables. Now, to give you some idea of the difference here, I've highlighted just a few ages under the old and the new tables. And under the old tables, somebody age 72 was to use a life expectancy factor of 25.6 years. And so if that's at the top of this chart, and if that person had, say, a $100,000 account balance at the end of the prior year, that would mean a required minimum distribution $3,906. Under the new life expectancy tables, that same person who turns age 72 has a life expectancy factor of 27.4 years, and that results in a reduced RMD of $3,650. And you can see the same thing at age 75, that RMD goes down by about $300. Now, that may not seem like much of a difference, but if you add a few zeros to these balances, that starts to become a significant difference. Now, every semester I teach life insurance and annuities and related topics in federal income tax, and it's kind of eye-opening for the students. I think it's the first time they've encountered a life expectancy table. And so, you know, we spend time looking at the regulations and doing some calculations. And as I like to say to them, it's hard not to look up your own age in this, right? And start thinking about this. Now, from here, in the area of compensation issues, let's go to page 17. Page 17, item 2. And this is item 2 and item 3, pages 17 and 18. These are some inflation-adjusted figures related to qualified retirement plans. And I've given here just a three-year perspective. So this is Notice 2021-61, issued at the end of last year, and Notice 2022-55, which was just issued in October. And we can see, highlight again just a few figures. For example, the limit on elective deferrals to 401k plans. For 2022, that figure is $20,500. So that's the maximum, say, an employee could defer to a 401k plan for this year. But notice what happens next year in 2023. That figure goes up to $22,500. That's a $2,000 increase in just a single year. Now, those of us age 50 and older are able to make so-called catch-up contributions, and the limit on those has been $6,500 in recent years, and that's the limit in effect for 2022. But again, notice that increases next year up to $7,500, so a $1,000 increase in just a single year. And finally, the limit on contributions to an IRA has been stuck at $6,000 for quite a while. That's the limit for 2022, but that will go up in 2023 to $6,500. Now, that may not seem like much of an increase, but if we think about that on a percentage basis, a $500 increase based on a $6,000 limit, that's over an 8% increase in just a single year.